You're back on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue to move on. Arlen, who's next?
Mandy is up now.
Mandy.
Do you want to do the governing?
Yeah, Mandy, if you could go over there so we could see you.
Yes, I am. I was just asking around the question.
All right, thank you.
Well, maybe if you want to go through the other stuff, the council first, and then I'll go.
Good morning.
Morning, Mandy.
So the first one I have for governing body and the general fund is the only changes that I have for this one on my part is that I increased the government volunteer relations by $1,000 for meetings and expenses associated with our volunteer appreciation dinner. Everything's going up everywhere. You're going to see that reflected throughout my entire budget.
Okay.
And then I also have an extra event this year with swearing in.
With who?
Swearing ins and swearing outs.
Oh yeah, swearing in and swearing out. That's true. There is that event.
I swear a lot during that.
Next year, I don't know if next year we will be on for the
beach breakfast.
Technically, it's not our turn.
Yeah, it's Wrightsville.
It's but technically Wrightsville Beach just turned, but they have a new clerk, and we don't know if he knows that he's supposed to do it. I'm patiently waiting to host again because that's one of my favorite events.
Okay.
But also, I have kind of a question about that, and I wanted council's thoughts on it. So while we're on the topic, I'm just going to go for it. Have we thought about having a combined breakfast for Carolina and Curie Beach since we're both on the same island? Or am I just setting that off on the wrong foot? Kim and I work really well together, and I don't think she's a fan of hosting events like I am. And it was just something that she and I talked about in passing. I mean, if you guys want to keep hosting it individually, we can, but
you know, I talk to Lynn. I see Lynn a lot.
Right. I haven't spoken to anyone else about this except her.
So if they would like to pay for it, I'm all in.
I'm not crazy about not doing something here in town. Okay. I would rather bounce it back and forth between. And I don't care if y'all do it together, and that's understandable, but maybe I don't want to go to the Marriott every time. I'd like to do it.
Well, we won't be able to do it in here.
We won't be able to do it in here?
No.
Or the community center?
We got lucky last time we hosted in here and got hit by COVID the night before and a lot of people canceled. Because people showed up that didn't RSVP. We had many, many show up that did not RSVP. And had we not had COVID cancellations the night before, we would not have all been able to fit in this room.
So we don't have a place to host it.
Yeah, the community center has a nice new floor.
It's not bigger than this, I don't think. Is it?
It holds 100 seated.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
We've always hosted
the day has to change.
We've always hosted at the community center in the past.
That's fine.
I'm the one that moved it here to town hall, so I almost had a big blunder when everyone showed up that did not RSVP.
Well, the community center is big enough.
It is big enough.
Good. As long as we have someone in Curie Beach.
We could also offer the firehouse. I'm trying to interrupt, but there's plenty of seating in the bays.
Oh, yeah. You said we could put like.
It's an option of parking around here.
Oh, yeah, the bay would be significantly large.
Good, so we have.
And if we have the insurance commissioner, he'd be all excited about that. Maybe. Just like he was last time.
Yes, I mean, we have places
good,
to have
good.
I was just saying.
But that was for the Beach Town breakfast. Your question is just a Carolina Beach, a council breakfast?
No, Beach Town.
She's talking about hosting, co-hosting.
Co-hosting together for the Beach Town breakfast.
From my standpoint, I'd rather us be individual.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
I would too.
It was just a thought that she
Nothing against him, but I think we need to show what we have here.
Okay. No, it was just something she and I discussed. Between she and I, that was it. It was just brought up.
Okay. Good job.
So anyway, I have an extra $1,000 in my event line item.
That's for volunteer.
Part of it's for volunteer, the other part is for my swearings.
Okay. All right.
The new council.
And then Arlen?
Yeah, so the other part of the council budget is the contributions or payment amounts to outside organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So there, what I've done is I've included exactly what has been requested.
What page is that?
Slide
21.
22.
So,
that blue column is what was requested for this upcoming year by the different organizations. What I've also included is what they requested last year, and then the amounts that the council actually funded last year, and then the three prior years also. So this really comes down to council's decision on, you know, who they would like to fund and at what amount.
Well, I mean, for me, I'm fine with all of them but the top line. There's, I don't see why we would increase the Chamber of Commerce by, what is that, 45% or something?
Yeah, no, they were here at the last council meeting to kind mm-hmm. of talk about what, and the other thing that I did with their, if you funded the $30,000, that would also get subject to ROT reimbursement. So.
Was subject to, no matter what, right?
Yeah, no matter what the amount. Yeah, I'm just saying that.
That's where it comes
that's
from.
Right now, it's increased the revenue side, and that's not the, a reason to do it.
The primary difference is the Kite Festival, I think.
Well, they included the Kite Festival last year too. I mean, that's because you see it's increased. The normal amount for a long time was around $8,000 to $9,000 for the concerts. And then a couple years ago, they bumped it to like 40-some thousand, wanting us to pay something for a new building. And then last year, it went up to the 19,000. That included the concerts at the recreation area and also an amount for the Kite Festival.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the Chamber of Commerce, but that's a business issue. I know the stuff our citizens like, and I support it as well. And I understand it's from ROT, but I don't.
They give us a detailed proposal. And I left it at home. I didn't bring it with me.
John's our rep. John, do you know what the growth is?
Yeah.
No. I didn't even get the. I thought they were going to come.
Dennis brought his 19.
We got this folder. Arlen got it in his hand. We got one of those in our box.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they recognized where to say where the money was coming from. That was nice.
But I think, in a lot of times where Nikki's held the line on the money we spend on bands, I think there's Nikki. Correct me if I'm wrong, but. They're spending more money on bands than what we do for our Boogie in the Park part.
Based on the budgets, our average is lower per show, correct?
And this includes six.
Well, the
like
other
last
thing is,
year,
can,
there was six
can
last
we
year.
Force, instead of that coming out of the discretionary room occupancy tax, could that be out of the marketing side too?
Well, part of it's marketing, yeah.
In
their detailed budget, you know, their part of their increases. Marketing.
You've got
you know what I'm saying?
How much are they saying is marketing?
Going up from 20.
Well, we should tell the marketing committee that they should fund the. That's what I'm asking.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure or whatever. Actually, so this we pretty much as part of this process, we're looking only at the activity side. You know, what funds are available for tourism-related activities.
Dennis just mentioned that the marketing portion went from 2,800 to 8,000.
Okay,
that's so we already pay for a ton of marketing.
Yeah, I mean that's their marketing, whatever the Chamber of Commerce markets. Yeah, I'm not sure what they.
No, I understand. I'm not willing to take this off. I just am against it going up that much, but I'm fine with the rest of council. So it's not like I'm going down the hill. So I'm open.
You know, in the past, I mean, historically, like I said, it's been, this is what they wanted for the conference series.
Right.
And that's what we that's what it related to. And
that's
that
right.
Was it. You know, now
we
it's,
paid for
know,
half
the last
or whatever.
Couple years,
that's right.
It's expanded a little
to
bit.
Everything. That's right.
It. I mean, you're right. It's just grown exponentially.
What did they ask Carolina Beach for? Their biggest increases are the Beach Music Festival, which is
Carolina Beach
primarily.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The Kite Festival, which is budget has grown substantially, but they're increasing. It's 3 days. They're doing a huge amount. It's a big tourist draw for the whole island,
Big
Cary Beach in particular. And then their marketing expenses have gone up as well. I'm not good with 30,000, but I think we ought to increase it, mostly in support of the Kite Festival, which really affects Cary Beach.
Yeah.
So how much did they go up on the Kite Festival?
Kite Festival went up, their actual last year was 26,000, I think, and they've gone up to 61 estimate for budget 23.
Wow.
Can I say something regarding the Kite Festival as well? They, the chamber approached me this week as well about the town hosting an event at Oceanfront Park in conjunction with the Kite Festival. I don't know what they have in mind yet, but I just want to throw that out. Like, they're also, that would be an expense on our end as well for if we moved forward.
Yeah. It's 30 grand is too high. So, gentlemen, what would you guess?
I'd go to 25.
Yeah, I'm good with Dennis on that.
25, that's significant growth.
Yeah, it's still significant growth. They just need to get the word that, you know, I mean, I guess it's not technically from taxes, but it's still from occupancy tax, which does a lot of other stuff. And I know that's not, it's not like that. We don't use that for lifeguards and all the other things.
How much is the Carolina Beach, the beach and whatever the heck they call it?
Their beach festival?
Yeah.
This is their total budget, not our portion of it.
Yeah.
Beach Music Festival, last year's actuals was 120,000. This year they're predicting 137,000.
Yeah, it's a huge fundraiser.
It's a huge.
That's the revenue side.
Mm-hmm.
Their
expenses. I'm sorry, revenue side, yeah.
Their expenses for that were
42.
Yeah, they made a lot of money on that.
Yeah, like 80,000.
Okay. All right, so we have, Dennis is recommending 25. Anybody
is
have
that a
different
motion,
number?
Dennis?
Huh?
I said, is that a motion, Dennis?
Do we have to do that by motion? Yes, I move we increase the 25,000 for fiscal 24.
I'll second that.
Okay, you have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
25, not 30.
That's an increase of a little over 5 for us.
And make a motion we... For budgeting purposes, we approve all the rest as requested, so we can move on.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Does that give you
so that'll be 40,100.
Yeah, that. I mean, typically you've always reduced the Historic Preservation Society. They've always requested 5,000, but that's if you want to do the 5,000, that's fine. That's what their request was.
I'm fine with that. The rest of the council is.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
They just got a huge influx of paperwork where they're getting ready to from Punky's passing. So.
Okay.
Can I say something? Am I allowed to say something real quick?
The mayor wants you.
I'll accept your question. Go ahead.
I just wanted to volunteer from the marketing committee side to investigate this a little bit more, provide advice. Feedback on it, because one of the things that we're working with is the events and trying to identify as part of the marketing committee's categories that we're looking at the events. And there is a lot of crosstalk about events happening on the island and the tourism benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can't agree or disagree with the amount they have there, but I do think that that's something that should fall within our committee to provide some level of feedback to you guys. So
okay.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Back to the committee.
John, you're the liaison. You want the committee to look at that?
Sure.
Your liaison says go for it. Okay. Any other controversy, Mandy?
Not in your department.
Oh, Mayor. Mayor.
What?
Back to Mark's comment. He and I talked also, and he would like to bring a 10-15 minute pitch on the things that his committee is doing to either the April or the May.
Actually, when that comes up, we will give him an opportunity to do that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So moving forward, administration, my overall is up or changes 5.4%. I didn't have any decreases. Personnel was up like everyone else's. I didn't do anything different than what is recommended by Arlen because we are in the middle of the salary study still. It's progressing. We've had all of our employee interviews. We have a couple of more next week and then a few re-interviews that they want to do, and then we'll be moving forward to analyzing the data.
Okay.
And then they'll bring a presentation to council.
Will their input be in here before June?
Maybe. Yes, they should be. But, at that point, Arlen's pretty much got the budget finalized.
I spoke with the person yesterday, and so we talked about that a little bit, and it's really going to depend on the timing of when they get their whole report to us, and then that we can go through it and determine, and actually council will have to determine how they want to implement that plan. So there's a couple things that have to happen. So kind of be built into this budget. It's possible, but probably not very likely.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that once we get past July 1st that we can't amend this budget if necessary to take whatever action council would like to.
Mandy, since we're a commission form of government, are we going to talk to the people about the individual departments that we all supervise? I mean, is that part of the plan?
Not really. It wasn't really part of the plan,
I'm just wondering. I mean, we have direct. Since we don't have a town manager,
right.
we have a little more stake in it. And I'm sure they're not used to dealing with commission
things. And all the department heads have been very forward about that with them. Like, they're very clear on what our abilities and responsibilities are that council gives us. And we've been very clear with them as department heads what we go back to council for. So, if you want, I can arrange that. If you guys want to talk with them or want to interview with them, you can.
I don't know that I want to. I just wondered if it was...
Well, I think you should ask them, is that an important piece or not? Because I think Alan's point is in a town manager form of government, the town manager will be involved as the supervisor for discussing the issues.
They haven't requested the interview.
Well, you should ask them.
So
you know,
okay.
The council's question is to make sure this is valid and appropriate. Do the supervisors need to be interviewed or not? And if they do, then the liaison should be talking for the departments, right?
I think so.
Question would be.
Well, we should ask them, right? They should know.
And the question would be: if we get there, do we need everybody to speak, or could one individual say this is the process that everybody works with the department heads differently?
Okay.
Well, I think up to this point, their calls with everybody has been more to talk about the specific position. Like, is it?
That's right. Okay.
And I think maybe you're talking about once the results are out.
I don't know.
We've not been involved in the process at all.
Right. Because our actual input, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but our involvement has been, like mine yesterday was talk about the finance officer position, and then we went on to some of these other broader things about how this may be implemented.
Okay, so
right.
I went through these every single year.
Right.
I did a fourth of my staff, excuse me, every single year. So when it got to a certain point, after everybody was talked to, then I met and heard what was said and corrected anything or adjusted anything that was said about my department.
Well, that's what, and
that's what the department
I did yesterday too.
Yeah.
With the other people that work for me.
But in our form of government, we take that extra step where we have more hands-on approach to the departments. Well, I just thought we'd be part of the process.
Well, I think the question for you, because I don't know, right? So since you were experienced it in your previous role, did your town manager have to review what every department had said?
I sit down with my direct supervisor, which was an assistant manager, and went through everything.
But, I mean, was your supervisor just in the department, or was...
No, my supervisor was the assistant city manager
okay. That
I dealt with.
I got you.
So I met with them on my department.
I mean, I think you
department.
Should ask them what makes it valid.
That's okay. A good solution. Let's ask them if it's necessary.
Ask them how they typically handle a commission form of government that have to come at it.
Yeah, and maybe they'll even say, we should get an increase.
I mean, I'm thinking that. They're not looking around.
I can do that. Anyway, my personnel-related costs do not include anything. It's just what we started out with.
Okay, good.
Can I throw one thing I should have mentioned way back in the beginning, too, with personnel-related costs, was the amount we have to pay to the state for retirement. It's gone up significantly over the last number of years as they tried to make sure they tried to cover some shortfalls in the retirement system. So again, this year, I think police, the rate that's charged for law enforcement is up about 8%, and then for all other employees is up about 7%. So that's also impacting all of these personnel-related costs. Yep.
So it's 8% of total salary, not 8% of the increase.
No, the increase is 8%. So for law enforcement right now is a little over 14%, or it will be. And for just all other employees, it's just almost 13% is what it's going to be starting July 1st. So.
Jeez.
A number of years ago, it was about 6%.
And just put this into context, probably the majority of the time that I was in I was paying in the retirement system, I paid in 6% every year. And my local government unit was paying like 4.5%.
Right. Yeah.
But as more people retire, and the investment part of the thing went down, they had to keep the retirement fund fluid. It's the only thing you can do is go back.
Well, I mean, so they're seeing the same thing we're seeing in our 401ks over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's investments are tanking right now. Hopefully it'll turn back around pretty soon. My plans are changing.
So my other increase is property and liability insurance. My department handles that for every department, all locked into my budget, and it's up 10% is what I've estimated. I went to a league meeting day before yesterday, and they're actually recommended 10.5% increase for budgeting purposes. So that number may change just a little bit.
Just for information, right? So not to go down a big rat hole. So when in hell do we do like our residents and have to go through the North Carolina, or is there something with the governmental side for when in hell for all our buildings? So there's a league municipality. They're separate, unlike what we have to do. Okay.
It's just when there's a named storm.
You're too late.
Yeah. No, it's not even. Then it's a different deductible process.
Right. Ah.
It's not like your just normal deductible for.
It's 1% of the value, right?
Yeah. I forget what it is exactly, but
I was just interested.
Same thing for
my
house.
Well, so for your house, you have to go through. You should go through wind and hail through the state of North Carolina, because that's the only one that'll do wind and hail east of 95.
Lloyd's
of London will do it.
Okay, the only one that you can afford, I guess.
Mike, I have to look at that one, because
they're
hard to afford. They're separate, right?
So like all your other stuff you do with your regular insurance company, your fire and water damage and all that, but for wind and hail, you have to have a separate policy.
Well, wind, hail, and fire, you can purchase in a single policy from other than the state.
Okay, I'll talk with you afterwards, and you can show me that.
And they will, but for a named storm, you have to pay 1% of the value of the property before they throw any money at you.
Okay. We'll drink a beer and you show me that.
And you can show me what the state's charging, because yeah. Maybe that's the deal.
Yeah, because I have private insurance.
Yeah.
I do too, but...
Okay.
Good. So as I was saying, it's actually a 10.5% increase, not a 10% as it has been in the past. That's what they're estimating. That number's not, of course, set in stone either. My other increase, computer services, and I'm going to kind of lump it with telephone services. I'm going to have to buy some new equipment for incoming council, most likely, and that will increase my services there, too, a little bit. I upped meetings and events. Oh, excuse me, I skipped building maintenance. Building maintenance is up $2,226, which is 10%, because everything's going up. I'm hoping after our next little project, maybe the next year, my building maintenance will go down, but for now, it's up still. Meetings and events, about $1,500. That's for all of our meetings and events, and that also helps me pay for that end of year council event too. Supplies is up $1,400 because inflation is everywhere. It's affecting my whole department because we do so much administratively. Plus on my building and maintenance, my contracts have increased a little bit for generator maintenance, AC maintenance, that kind of thing. I don't have the Lenny's plan anymore, and we had a reduction, so that took out a chunk of $8,750, and the retiree medical also went down 8%. So in summary, my operating costs are up 5.4%, which is about $22,000 across the board for everything.
So did someone drop off retiree medical? I don't understand why it went down, just for interest. Not a name, but just what drove it.
It's when somebody's quit, but they reach
65. So Medicare becomes primary?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Medicare, so okay. So that had a big impact. And we also had, unfortunately, during the course of the year, two people that passed away.
Okay. That is unfortunate, but I just wonder what was driving it. Okay.
So next, I have emergency management, and I always put $2,500 in for anything that could come up during a storm.
Thank you.
I didn't increase that or decrease it. I left it as it is. Thank you. My next one is legal, and these in legal, I'm up 4%. $2,400, and in professional legal services, I'm up $1,000. And part of that is because we've had some new hearings, and we've had to hire a court reporter to do these hearings. We've had Board of Adjustment hearings, and we've had quasi-judicial hearings for HPC. So depending on how it goes, I can't calculate that other than to guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many we're going to have. We could have more, we could have less. I've had to up those legal fees a little bit because we do require extra help from our attorney. And my budget carries all of legal for all the departments to use our town attorney, not just myself.
And they do.
Not saying any names to the police chief. And that also includes council calling. So just so you realize that's an all-encompassing charge. Elections, my elections are up $4,250. That number did come straight from them. They provided it. And that's up because we did not have a local election 2023. Do you want to switch over to the water?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to do. For administration and the water fund, the way we do my budget is 60-40. So 60% of me is billed water fund and 60% of us is, general fund is 40% billed. Mm-hmm. It used to be 50-50, so it always mirrored, but now it's a little less. And again, it's the same across the board costs. Do y'all have any questions about those? None for water fund governing body because everything that increased actually comes out of the general fund for you guys. Legal was the same. Just our average increase that I had already spoken for the general fund. So, any more? I have one other thing before I say, do y'all have any more questions? For the past 2 years, my department also handles like the parking side of everything for the parking group. For the last 2 years, we have patched the AC unit in that building that has been there since Dennis built the treehouse, way back when. So it's a very old unit, and it's a mini split. So the entire unit really needed replacing last year. We just kept doing maintenance on it and patching it. But this year, we've already, like the first week they were in there, we had an issue. Mm-hmm. They are on our maintenance plan, so it's not like it's not being maintained. It is, we have added it, and then it does get maintained year round, whether anyone's in there or not. But, so we got a quote on replacing the unit, and the quote came in at $7,443. But that's inside and outside.
So that's a wall unit. I've talked to Jim. Jim says, you know, as long as we have air conditioning, it's okay. We're okay. Yeah. But the only other option to really doing something like this is if we want to have them inside for the 6 months. If you want to have them in here.
I think it's the right place. I think the buildings are already set up for where people are. So I think that is the right place. I think we should fix it, personally. It keeps them out of staff's way. It keeps them out of town hall. You don't have any problems with where they are, Chief Bowden or Chief Kennedy, right? They're not interfering with either one of you guys.
The only thing they drive for them is backdoor use, restroom, things like that.
Yeah,
so there is no restroom in that area.
It would be nice if they could put a restroom in there. I know there's water and sewer, but I don't know how.
There's sewer in there?
There's a commode berth, let's put it that way. Yeah, it looks like it anyway.
The inside wall, lower level.
Yeah,
sure.
There's
the sink still there, so the water.
Let's get the price on doing that.
Well, we did when we first started with parking, so we can go back and get another price. Do you want me to have that before the budget closes, or do you want to look at that as an amendment?
When would you look at trying to do it?
I mean, I think we'd want to do it as soon as if the police department says we should do that, we should just fix both those issues at the same time and put it in it. We might even do a budget amendment and do it this year.
Well, actually, it's probably, that's why depending what all this actually costs in the end, I mean, it may already be covered by the budget that we have for this current year.
Right.
I'd say do it this current year.
Stay with the AC unit?
Yeah.
And they're more than welcome to use our facility.
We're going to be in this for the long term. We should make it so they have a restroom. Yeah. And air conditioning. I didn't realize that the sewer was already set up. So I'll have to walk over there with you so you can show me. Well, I just don't remember that. But and we need to look to see if the line is big enough for a commode. Right. So just because they had a sink doesn't mean that'll work, right? So Jimmy will want to look at what actually is under the slab, Jimmy, because I don't. Trying to remember when we built that.
2007.
Okay. That's why I don't remember it, because I was deployed. Okay. That's why I don't remember. Okay.
So where we are then is we would need I guess we should have a motion to put it in this year's budget and take it out of next year's, or not put it in
I didn't
next year.
This, I right.
Why don't you just come back to us at next month council meeting?
With a cost to add a bathroom and fix the air conditioning. And the plumber and Jimmy need to verify that the sewer line is big enough for a bathroom, because I don't know that it is.
Well, we'll have to put a structure around it, too, because it's wide out
in the
open. Right?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
So, okay, Mandy, don't put it in your budget right now.
Okay.
We'll look at approving it for this year's budget.
Okay. Does council have any questions for me about my budget or my income? Because I know that I have increases, but I usually always stay under budget. So hopefully I have money left over this year, and it will, but...
Mm-hmm.
just based on what we've encountered this year. Thank you.
We generally run around 96% of budget, don't we, Arlen? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty good average.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So next up is what I received from the committees. I sent out a request for any budget additions from the various committees. So what I received was from Shoreline Access and Beach Protection, Buckhead, and Marketing Advisory Committee. So I've summarized on this slide what they had requested. I'm not sure anyone here from those committees that would like to speak about their request or
yes. Let's take a look at those quickly. What page are you on?
11.
I'm sorry. Evidently, I can't hear or see.
I'm here for marketing, but I went over all of that.
Yeah, we'll take.
I don't have any questions on it.
The Shoreline Access 92, no question, that's pretty consistent. Bike ped. So the new is Marketing Advisory Committee. In the past, we haven't put that in. Do you want to tell us what's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, it's basically what I presented.
Want to come over here?
Yes. That $7,500 is really what I went over at the two council meetings ago about the brand analysis and marketing assessment for the town to get an independent third party to do that. I went out and we got bullets from them because I'm in that business. I have a lot of different people that I can talk to with a general idea on the cost. Everybody was roughly between 5 and 10 to do that. So I just went with 75, we'll make that work. And let me, before I can get, I'll get a final quote on that to share with you guys if you want. But it's really just about, it's time to take some of that into our own control versus letting the CBB and others dictate how we present our brand and how we what we want the town to represent. You know, we've always relied on third-party CBB and the money wanting them to do that, and our committee's trying to help shape that. And it starts with an assessment that isn't from them. And so that's what this money is for.
So if I can respond back to what I believe you're interested in is CBB determines how a lot of that stuff gets spent, but they look to us for points of interest for our town. And what you're talking about is you want to look at the points of interest and see if the points of interest are the points of interest. Make sure that our points of interest match their points of interest, I guess.
Yeah, I think the thing to remember going forward, and one of the things that I think John was trying to say,
I didn't get that.
I'm going to, before we present the major budget for all of the marketing that the CBB and their agencies are doing, I want to do a quick, short presentation of what from the committee's perspective rather than letting them do that. It's maybe 15 minutes at one of the next two council meetings. I think it would be very good for everybody to hear it, hear the plan, and if the community is here, they can hear what's going on with those money, the plan. The way that I think we should all think about this is our committee is in charge of the what is marketing. CDB and the agencies are in charge of how it's marketing. So one of the mistakes I made when I got involved with the committee is because of my background, I was trying to dictate the how. I was on their side of the fence. You know, hey, why are you spreading out this money across all these different channels? You know, which channels are working? I'm very metrics driven. I didn't like some of the ways they were doing things because it was more about breadth instead of getting ROI. You know, we're looking at our original challenges to drive tourism, mostly in the shoulder seasons. I mean, we really don't need any additional drive in the high season, for the high season. So we're trying to get everybody on that page. But one of the things that's happening is they ask us, what are you marketing? And generally at those meetings, it's coming from the seven committee members. And John, you know, this is what we think about our town. This is how we feel about our town. We're a quiet community. You know, it's peaceful here, but if you want that, you go elsewhere. We need to define who we are. We shouldn't be letting another third party do that, another entity do that. And so by bringing in somebody to do some marketing analysis and help us define our brand collectively, you know, it might involve focus. It probably will involve a focus group, probably some of you, some of the committee, even some town members. We have to define what we are and what we want to market before we can tell them. And then all they're going to do is the how. Right now, I don't think that's happening.
Well, that's a good characterization. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
John, you supporting it?
Yes.
Do any other towns do this? I mean, are they just letting TDA drive what and stuff?
I can't answer that. I could find out if you want.
TDA will show the kite festival. They'll show a picture of the pier. They'll tell it's a family-oriented thing. But I like the idea of telling. He's right. They got the how. That's by law. But the what? Maybe we want a different story.
Well, we're finding that out.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I agree.
We're finding that out in these meetings. You know, I can tell you, I've been doing this. I've been on the committee for a couple of years now. Early on, it was just like, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Now we're questioning them. We're asking them, you know, the value of this and return on that. And it's powerful, but they've come back asking us what, you know, this is why the Eats Park thing is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, that provides an asset for us to market in the off season to help build up the tourism, the ROT dollars, you know, it's part of our charter. And so we've divided it up into six areas: the arts, outdoor exercise, conservation, history, and events. And each committee member owns one of those pieces, and they're bringing that back in to talk about how do we define the what around those. But what we need before we can define it individually is the what at the bigger picture and how all that relates up. So that's what that money's for. It's really a preliminary step to help us put in a better marketing plan for our town that we give to the CMD.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, I think that's clear enough.
So once this is completed, all the data is, then you're going to go sit down with the TDA board and say, this is what we would like.
Yeah, what I'd rather do first is when we get all of the information and we get a third party to give us a marketing assessment of the town and what our brand is going to be about, we share it here.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
If we're all in agreement and the council's in agreement, then we have a definitive what that we go back to the CBB, the TDA, and say,
yeah, CBB, I call it.
When you form your marketing, do the how and how you're going to market us, this is what we want marketed as a town. Right now it's a little freeform.
Yeah, in the past it's been they've determined the what.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to do with this committee is we don't really have a marketing. A CMO, the chief marketing officer for the town, or anything like that. What I'm trying to do is break that up within the committee so that we can help. That was why we changed the charter a little bit, was so that there was some marketing advice that was not necessarily always tourism. You know, we brought up the event thing a little while ago. You know, marketing needs to bridge all of these things over time. And so if we have a common plan that we're all working off of, what our brand is about and everything, then we can push it into all the different areas. That's where I'm trying to go with this committee. But first we need to start with the analysis.
Well, I mean, I'll be a bit of a naysayer and heretical, but the reason the town has a marketing committee at all is because of beach renourishment, or Remax Street tax funding requires us to have it. I would say that if you polled the citizens, I don't know what the numbers will be, but I would be surprised if the majority of citizens said we really want more tourists in the shoulder and off season, honestly. And so I've always struggled with the marketing committee because of that, because I understand you're doing what your charter is, but I would say that that the citizens, the staff, and the town really appreciates that we get some breaks.
Yeah, and I live here too.
So. I know, exactly right. And so you can't, at least up here as a councilman, knowing how the hospitality industry made room occupancy tax happen and knowing how important it is to Curie Beach to have sand, I can't like say I totally wish you guys would not market at all. But I can tell you that the strategy should not be to try to get more people here in the off season. Even though the hospitality people will tell you that, the TDA will tell you that's what your job is. I don't know that the citizens would agree with that, and I don't know that I agree with it.
Right? I
would say that in the stakeholder groups, right, so we have short-term rental people that would tell you, you should fill my house all year, right, do as much as you guys can do. And then you have the people that live here, the residents that are like, look, we appreciate the tourists because they help us have certain things, but we also appreciate when they don't come in January. And so this expanding the shoulder season idea to me always is something that I like struggle with up here, right?
We all struggle with it.
Yeah, and I think as you guys talk about that, just I know that's what everyone says, but I don't necessarily agree that we should be marketing and encouraging people to fill in the shoulder season. I know that's heretical, and I know that the room occupancy tax people would be mad at me, and I'm sure that if anyone listens to this, I'm sure some short-term rental people are going to be all over me. But the truth of that is I don't want you to figure out how to do that.
So, can I respond?
Sure.
I fight with the
same. But you don't own the business. Well,
I know I don't. Fine.
So, if we...
But we work for all the citizens, not just for the businesses. I agree with you. But in the end, I want the businesses to survive. We do all kinds of things to support businesses. But we have staffed our employees based off the historical cycles of there's an off season where Jimmy can catch up on his stuff and all the other departments can do all their training and everything. And if we fill that in, it's going to drive up the cost for all the taxpayers because you're going to have to staff more people because you won't have that law.
I know that there are people who would like to have a keep out sign, basically.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
But from I don't mean you particularly, but I mean there are people who would feel that that's probably the best thing to do. I would take this sense from this thing. We have a TDA who is going to advertise, whether we like it or not. Legally, they're going to spend that money, and they're going to spend it. I would rather have them bring people who are here because of what we want them here for than people come for what they think is here.
Right.
Yeah, so
I agree with you.
So sorry to interrupt you guys, but I think we're all beating the same drum here. I struggle with this. Mm-hmm. And as long as we don't control the what,
that's right.
They're going to drive traffic.
They're going
to
do what they want.
Out the yin yang.
Right.
Now, if we control the what, and collectively as a town, we say we don't want the shoulder season, or the town does not want that. I'm a big believer that some of these funds that are flowing through them may be a little bloated, and that if we're using some of these funds that are in the name of, I mean, probably a shop is in the name of tourism, but also has a benefit for the town, the residents of the town, that's a big win for us. And the way this works is I firmly believe that people that travel and stay here in this town want the exact same thing as the residents mm-hmm. do. So we've got to figure out how do we shape this brand and our what and not let them do it.
And
so
we'll ask them,
accomplish your objective. Mm-hmm.
And we'll ask them to pay for this study. And I would argue the fact that you want us to tell you what? This is how we're telling you what.
The issue with doing that is if we tell them that, they're going to say, let us do that.
Right, yeah.
And
so,
I don't want them to do that.
So, I agree with you.
I mean, if we are a quiet family community, that's what we should advertise. And we shouldn't advertise non-family things.
Exactly. Well, right? I think we've got to go back and look at our land use plan. What did our residents tell us in that survey they wanted?
Right, yeah.
But there's one other factor that has to be, that throws a big monkey wrench into this. I think if you poll the citizens, they're frustrated with the way, with the restaurants and the other businesses here as they close as we get into the low seasons.
Yeah.
And it's difficult. I mean, we, me as a resident, would love to have them open more. And so how do you keep them open or justify them staying open if you don't have people
down there to serve? It's a tough balance.
It's a tough battle. So there may be ways from a marketing standpoint that, and I'm not saying we do this, but there may be some ways to offset that in order to keep them open or entice them to stay open during the season without raising the traffic in the off season. It's a big thing, but I think it's got to start with we got to own what, not the TDA or the CBD. So that's why I'm asking for this.
I agree with you. No, I agree with the ask. So.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you.
So can I thanks. Throw out, I guess?
Or you want me back up here?
Maybe. I don't know. So right now, that second 3% of the ROT, half of it goes to, in theory, Curie Beach Marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other half is what we can use for activities. So this request, the way it is right now, is coming out of activities.
It should come out of...
Well, we don't... Or I should say, I don't actually budget for the first 3% of marketing. That's done by, I guess, the marketing committee and TDA.
Yes.
So
my opinion is if we're going to request this, that it should come out of that first 3% of marketing.
I think his point think was so. If we try to do that, but they're going to override him and say, we should do it for you. That's his concern.
But in theory, that's Curie Beach.
So can't we try, and if they balk on it, we'll...
I mean, we've argued with them before, so I think, have you already submitted your budget for marketing?
For the next year group, yes, but we're working on the following year right now. We're supposed to present that at the end of May.
I mean, that's my only...
I mean, we already approved what we requested for, Alan. We could have, if we'd have thought about it this way, which I see Arlen's point.
Yeah, me.
To take this even to a worse place is that probably 20 years ago when this whole plan came to TDA and there was nobody down here in marketing, we needed them to market this beach. We're at a point now where I don't think we need them to market. There are some benefits by marketing across beaches, but they already, I know they feel a little heat from me already on some of the things I'm doing, so I think if we put it back on their plate, they're going to say, well, we'll do this.
Well, you weren't the... Only time the board is like they've came down here and been mad about the board because we didn't let them spend some money multiple years.
Yeah.
We've had them reserve it
because
we didn't feel that they were using it well anyway. So
right, so you do a holdback. The holdback is to pay for the $7,500.
Okay. Did we still do a holdback this year?
I don't know if you did this current year we're in, but you did a couple years ago.
So then we should. We should approve it and you request for it, right?
Well, but I'm really not involved in that part of the... If we want to use... Well, the way I budgeted this right now, this request, it's a town expense, and I'm saying it's coming out of TDA. But that's actually taking more money for marketing out of what should have been our TDA money for...
No, I understand what you're saying. So, I think you should leave it in, and then we should investigate how we would get it moved over.
Yeah.
Because I think... For his purposes, he wants to mm-hmm. he wants to be confident he can do it, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
And then rest of council, if you guys do. But then separately, on the finance side, reach out and say, we have a marketing expense. How do we submit it? And then they'll push back. Well, you already put your budget. Well, we have a holdback. We want to put it in that way and see if you can. And then if you need something from council to sign requesting it, figure out the process and we'll help you. How's that?
So your 2024 budget's already been submitted?
You know, I'm very confused about that because we're working through a budget that we're going to present on May. Or
so that's going to be the...
Oh, so you should put
so
it in
budget
there.
Is so you can put coming. It in there.
So
then.
That's
yeah.
where I would put this because my opinion, it definitely should come out of that first
three. And then tell them council directed you to do it ourselves. In your budget, yeah.
Okay, before we...
And see what happens, that's right.
And if it doesn't work, I mean, we can always add it back in here, but it just doesn't seem like we should be using that money we have for tourism activities.
And they'll probably push push back and tell them then council asked them to come to council and talk about it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point to say we'll take it from holdback.
Well, that's, I guess if there's going to be a hold, because this is for next year, you know, starting July 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk. And you'll be hearing about their new budget shortly.
Yeah, we met last week, and we've got one more meeting and then present to you guys.
So, okay. I mean, everything's growing.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. I like David's thought process on that. Now that we know we should define the what, I like the way he is defined how to define the what.
There's a lot of money flowing through there, and I just want to make sure we're using it right.
Yeah, that's okay. We're with you.
That's okay. Let's get the people here who want to be here for the right reason.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. Be done. Phew, I didn't ask $175.
Then at this point, with committees, we're going to take that out of here at this point in time, so committees will have the shoreline access speech protection amount and the bike ped.
Well, here's the point. I think we want to do this whether we win that argument or not.
I would still take it out, though. It's the right thing to take. We can put it back in with
the budget.
Okay, that's a fair point. We can use...
Included in TDA revenue.
Yep.
That's right.
So, so we'll be doing this work. It's just a matter of how we're going to pay for it.
That's right.
So is that clear, Mark?
Yeah, that works.
All right.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would figure out how.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So you're going to take it out?
We know how we want to. We'll see if it works.
He's going to take it out, but he's going to do the work. And if we don't pay for it one way, we'll pay for it in a budget, in a general fund.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Finances all good.
So it gets us worn out, wears us out, then brings up.
Yeah, he always goes last. I wonder why.
Okay, so for general fund finance, like most all the other departments, the same reasons for the increase in personnel costs. There is an increase in bank payroll, credit card fees, all of those are increased. A lot of it links into our new software and a different way of doing things. In particular, with credit cards, the town has always passed the fee on to customers to use a credit card. We're actually going to try something where the town's going to absorb that because we're trying to increase the number of people paying through the portal. Utilizing different methods, whether it's credit cards and or direct deposit or direct payment options. So to try to minimize, in particular, if we're shut down here for a storm for whatever reason or whatever, we have less that has to be done right in this building or whatever, that we'd have people being able to do and customers being able to pay their bills easier online. So that's kind of the approach with that, so that has increased some of the fees. There's also just some general fee increases from banking services and from our...
Have we given thought to transaction fees on that? Have we given any thought to transaction fees on that? Online, people who pay online will probably have a transaction fee for it, right?
Yeah. Right now, they will not. The way we do it now, there's about a 3% fee that doesn't come to the town. It goes directly to the...
pay portal.
Credit card company. Yeah.
So. Okay, so do we lose that 3% or are they still paying their bill and the 3% is on top of that?
That's on top of your bill.
It's on top of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what we're shifting to is that 3%, one is coming down, but the town's going to absorb it. It's going to be more in the 2% range and the town's going to absorb that cost.
To encourage more people to pay online.
Correct. So again, try to start to mitigate some of the issues we have, especially with potential impact if we can't work from here because of the storm or any other reasons.
I mean, I know you've done all the numbers. I'm just in my mind thinking of the total billing that goes out, and then 2% of that actually goes away.
Yeah, well, but it's offset by savings on the other end.
That's what I'm saying. That's my question.
That's only for people that would pay by credit card. Now, right. Somebody chooses, to have it directly withdrawn from their bank account. That fees don't apply.
That fee doesn't apply for direct draw.
So we need to encourage that much more than others. I mean, it's kind of like
that's the point.
You pay your power bill or however they draft it out of your checking account.
That's the reason I brought it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how can we mitigate that fee?
Right. Well, that's. Yeah, I think a lot of people will probably opt more for having it withdrawn from their bank account rather than paying by credit card. But
so
I don't think it's. I may be overestimated with what I put in as the expense. You know, since we're not 100% sure yet. But
okay.
But once we move forward, we portal is set up for customers, and then people can go in. And
see that's one of the biggest. That's one of the biggest complaints we get about our bill paying is why. More people would pay online if we made it advantageous to them.
Right.
Can you email the bills out?
Okay, well that's
would that save some printing costs?
That's part of our new software. What we have right now, our old system, we didn't have that option. So with our new system, we do have that option. So again, once we're up and running, the bills went out today for the old system. What's supposed to happen is that the April bills, so the bills at the end of April, will be the new system. Once that's up and running, what we'll do is we'll send messages out on the actual bills and let people know what they need to do to set up to get e-bills. That'll reduce a couple things. It'll reduce our printing costs, because that's another thing you'll see up there is utility bill printing. We're outsourcing that, or will be, and because we're going from the postcard bill to a letter size bill. So it's going to do a couple things. It'll give people more information. They're going to have a little, you can see your usage. There'll be a nice chart there, a little more detail. It'll also give us the option to put more information on the bill. So if we want to tell about some town event, right now we're limited to minimal number of characters, so we'll be able to put additional information there. But we'll also put their information about how they'll be able to sign up for e-bills, which then will help to bring down the cost of our bill printing also.
So if people don't sign up for emails, they'll get a card?
No.
They'll be on their actual bill.
Okay.
What you'll get is a regular size envelope now. It's going to be the bill is going to be on letter size paper.
All right.
Nick Carolina Beach charges people for that. Like if they don't sign up for electronic billing, they have to pay to get a printed copy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we want to do that. Me personally, I don't think we should do that. But
I don't either.
I don't either.
You got to pay to get your bill.
I think a number of people sign up for the e-bill. I mean, what that number will be, I'm not sure.
It'll be most of them, but there'll be some.
And I think we'll have to do more than just put it at the bottom of the bill. We need to send out blast and
all
other stuff to encourage.
Right, when we're ready for that, first we've got to get it. We'll get through the first month. We've got
to
make sure everything goes smoothly. Sure. And then as we progress, we'll get more of that information out there.
Well, they do pay for getting their bill. You pay your taxes and all this is paid.
You do pay for getting your bill, but not an extra fee.
And then there's your projected increase in audit fees and actuarial fees, so not significant. It's split between here and the water and sewer fund. So the decrease for finance is actually the financial software costs, and it's not so much that the new software costs less on an annual basis. It's that this current year had amounts built in for the implementation and conversion. So there were a lot of one-time costs in that line item this year. And I'm just going to switch over to water and sewer finance because a lot of the same things carry forward. All the things actually carry forward. It's just there's an additional decrease in financial software on the water and sewer side because we discontinued WaterSmart, the customer portal. We saved about $10,000 a year because, again, our new software, once we get everything up and running, will have that same capability.
For free?
Well, nothing's free. But it's part of the cost we're paying for the
system. It's part of the cost we're paying for the system.
It's not an additional one. And also, we had a couple issues with WaterSmart where the file didn't
upload with the new current month activity correctly. So this will eliminate some of those things that happen because it'll all be one system.
Okay. Driving operating costs down, though, that's always good.
Well, that's, again, I don't want to make that misleading because a lot of that is because of the one-time costs for the implementation.
But so you found a cheaper way to do it.
Well, I don't know if it's cheaper in the end. I think our new software buys us so much more because we're doing a lot of different things. We're going to be starting another thing that's called AP automation, accounts payable automation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to minimize how many checks we actually have to print from here. It's included in the cost of our software. So there's going to be a company that reaches out to all our vendors and say, we can do this for you. Maybe they want actually people to get paid by one-time credit card, not a cost to us or anything. There's no fee to the town for all of this. The company that does it, they collect the fee from the vendor. The advantage of the vendor is they get their money quicker. And I guess it's a big thing a lot of larger companies will definitely go for. So part of our software, we're gonna try it, and it should minimize how many checks we have to print here, which also helps us in the event, again, we can't be here because of a storm or something else, that it'll be easier to get our bills paid.
Also, is that for vendors that are like our general amounts, like our set monthly amounts, or is it all vendors?
It could be all vendors. Now, they'll do certain things. We're supposed to eliminate payments to other governments, payments to individuals. So it's more, we're going to narrow the list down to just companies that we deal with. So. Any other questions on finance?
That's a great job.
So tax collection, I'm just projecting a small increase of what we pay to New Hanover County just based on the projected tax base increase, so the actual then increase in tax levy. Paid parking, we received the budget from them for the the season we just started, I guess. It was basically flat with the prior year. So this $200,000 actually incorporates a little extra for things that pop up, whether it be a new AC, a new something else. So the budget we received from them recently was about $187,000. So this, again, puts in a little extra just in case we need to do some things. We pay for cleaning over there, I guess, and some other things that, that need to come out of that. Debt service is actually up. It's primarily up for two reasons, and that's the loans that we entered into this year, two larger loans, one for the fire engine of $425,000 and the other for the garbage truck of just about $342,000. So those two larger loans definitely have, increased our debt service payments for the year. So then in total, same thing we saw on the summary pages. I mean, for the general fund, we're actually down, almost $545,000.
Good.
Again,
good.
So that's because of capital outlay, but it's still it's down from last year. Mm-hmm. So any questions on?
No. I didn't ask. You're fully staffed, obviously.
Right.
But it was just a thought if there was any temporary assistance needed during some of these turnovers.
You guys are eating it. We've had great help from admin with covering at the front. When we've had various meetings that involve the three of us from finance and trying to get systems configured and learning how things work.
Now you're driving some significant overtime though, aren't you?
Yeah, we've started to rack up quite a bit. So
I want to know what that is when you finish. Council wants to know what that is.
Unfortunately, that's a necessary evil of system conversions and that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to sit in like an almost all-day meeting just on a new system, and then you have to have time to actually do what you were normally doing during that
day. To keep things flowing,
Yeah. We've got two people doing everything. So, okay. Yeah, let me know when you can.
Yeah, once we get past this last phase, that way we'll get a better grand total estimate once we get past the next implementation with the utility building. So.
All right. Thank you.
And I think that pretty much covers all the department expense.
Can we back up just a second? I didn't mention it a while ago. Jimmy, as far as Oceanfront Park goes, it's getting some age on it and everything. I want to make sure we have enough money to replace lights and paint and keep in your landscaping and all that stuff where we keep that area really looking good because, that's a focal point for our town right there. So let's try to, if you're comfortable with the money you have, fine. If you're not, you and David can encourage y'all to talk and see what y'all are comfortable with.
Okay.
We did just buy new lights.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a check for that.
But we do need to we got to get the sod placed. We got to make sure that everything's working, and we got events coming up here at the end of the month, and we don't have any grass down there at all. So.
I can make the grass happen. It's just the cost of it.
I know.
Okay. All right. We have, what time is food available? Mandy?
15 is when we were scheduled for lunch. It'll be delivered at noon.
We delivered at noon.
Okay. So then we can keep going to the next one.
Yes, you can. You have about 30 minutes.
I'm not sure we move on to the revenue budget. Unless anybody has any questions on expenses for any of the funds.
No, nice job.
No.
Nice job, Bob.
I think we asked out.
So then I'll start with general fund revenue when I put this, the major categories that we have. So property taxes showing a $53,600 projected increase over the current year, and that's assuming the tax rate stays the same. And then it's also based on the estimated tax base that we received from the county. They usually provide three. They've provided two so far. There'll be one more in maybe the first week of April. But ours, I think I mentioned earlier, is up about $20,500,000. Are about 1.6% over the estimated tax base from last year. And county-wise, if anybody's interested, county-wise, the tax base is up about $1.5 billion, and that's about a 3% increase.
Okay. So the county's up. They were not neutral.
Yeah, Carolina Beach is up about 2%. Wrightsville Beach, like 1.1%. The fire district, so I guess the unincorporated area is up about 3.4%, and Wilmington about 3%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we were what on the end?
We were up
1.6.
Oh, it's this one.
Like 20,500,000.
That's
also motor vehicles are included in there.
Yeah, but that's the increase for houses coming online from.
Yeah,
that, and I guess improvement.
There was
improvement. There's a period of time, right, when you do a home improvement that you don't get taxed on it. I forget what that. Mm-hmm. So it still is coming on also.
John, your permits and fees, what line do they go into? Or maybe I should ask Garland that.
Yeah, we'll get. They'll be a little further down.
Okay, all right.
So that's probably. So property.
Oh, I see it down there, building. I got it.
Is our largest revenue source or whatever. And I try to put these in the order of, largest to smallest that I've identified here. So sales tax, I'm projecting another increase there. And there's attended many different webinars. There was one yesterday, actually, talking about sales tax and everybody. The projections are it's going to maybe not continue at, 12 to 15%, but, 5 to 6% is deemed reasonable, and then certain counties much more than that, and we're usually in one of the counties that's much more than that. So, mm-hmm.
This is just a 11.8% increase over last year's budget. I mean, my forecast for this current year is at least that $1.6 million. So I'm kind of keeping it a little bit flat in regard to next year's budget in comparison to the forecast. But
so is the state's not having problems sending sales tax money out, are they?
No.
I didn't think so. I don't know why I heard that.
Charlie was surprised when we showed him these numbers. He said, wow.
There are some things that they're behind in processing refunds, being like what nonprofit, you know, a hospital or whatever. So there's always these words of caution about the towns or counties that receive their sales tax distributions that there may be a catch-up at some point on the state processing refunds that's then going to impact that particular month's sales tax dollars. So,
I mean, I don't know what the sales increase was for Brunswick County, but he's mostly Brunswick and us. So I was thinking when he reacted to our number that he was probably thinking about maybe a Brunswick County number. Because he was pretty, he said, wow, that's a pretty big number.
I mean, there's one thing about it. We can't, and we cannot count on this going up.
Can I control?
Yeah, I mean, at some point it's going to have to go back to more normal levels. I mean, and hope, and by that I don't mean that it's going to decline, but I think the expected increase has to go back.
It starts leveling off. Yeah.
Well, the General Assembly has toyed with this idea of changing that allocation process.
So yeah, that's been like every single year for a number of years. Yeah, and it's always shifting from the more. The counties that get more, they would end up losing in some of the other counties.
Yes.
That's been thrown out there
often,
so many times.
Very often.
If that happens, we would be hurt by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Paid parking, I just kept that flat with what our current year budget is. I know where the actuals were down a little bit, but I guess I'm looking at it. What's the likelihood it's going to rain every single Saturday or whatever for the... You know, so I think
July.
We should be back in July. With that first year.
No pipes on the beach.
Yep.
Right, so we should be okay.
CBA showing a sizable increase, and I've listed out there what makes up what we're going to request, or potentially based on this budget, request from TDA. So it's the entire lifeguard budget, the budget for maintenance at the Oceanfront Park, the budget for Oceanfront Park Entertainment, so the Boogie in the Park and Children Program and town event, other town events, I think. This will change a little bit, as we see. So I included that Pleasure Island Chamber request, so that'll drop $5,000 off of here. And then I also included the Marketing Committee request, so if we're taking that out of here right at this point, so this will also come down by that amount.
Well, I think from what Alan just said to Jimmy about the Oceanfront Park, you should probably bump up the Oceanfront Park and keep it the same for now.
Well, we did. Right now, the budget for the Oceanfront Park is the maintenance there is $26,000, which is consistent with this current year.
Okay.
So if we think we need...
Well, I guess the issue... You're right. Okay. So, but I think, Alan's point, as Jimmy and I go back and look at it, if he's concerned that wasn't enough, we need to put more in there to help Jimmy out, right?
Right, and if more gets put into the Oceanfront Park maintenance, then
I'll balance right here. Okay.
And so we also take landscaping. Part of the landscaping goes to TDA request. Do I consider that Oceanfront Park?
Yep. So okay.
Jimmy actually has money remaining, I think, in this year's budget. Do you, Jimmy? This year's budget for Oceanfront Park, do you have money remaining in it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
But things that get factored in there for the main, is all the restroom cleaning.
Yes.
That's all the supplies.
That's not.
Okay.
Garbage and recycle fees, it's pretty much flat. We have an increased rate, so I mean, we have a little increase for maybe some new homes. Franchise and utility taxes. Increase the estimates from the state or the electricity sales tax will go up. Some other things continue to drop, in particular the telecommunication taxes, which relate to basically landlines.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is that a few years from now, that, you know, that's going to be basically zero. So,
yep. Oh, yeah.
But it's dropped significantly now, but I think this upcoming year, I'm estimating about $6,000 for the whole year. The other part of that is video programming, so like the cable services. That's also been dropping too, not as significantly, but as people go to more of the streaming and, you know, Netflix and all that kind of stuff, that's knocking that tax revenue down also. But overall, an 8,000 increase, and that's just because of that electricity sales tax. Next is what Craig asked about before, about you know, the building-related fees, so the building permits, camera, I should have taken out impact fees, that shouldn't really be there, but fire inspection. And then I looked at John. I maybe adjusted his number a little bit from what he gave me, only because I was looking at the trend for this year, I guess. So that's why it shows a small reduction. I think last year was a record year.
It's definitely slower this year than it was last year.
That makes sense. Yep.
So, any questions on anything on that page?
No, sir.
The next thing is interest or investment earnings. A significant increase, a little over 3,000%. So we're getting a much higher rate of return because of all the increases by the Federal Reserve. So we've got a much better CD rates renewed and added a couple CDs that are at 4 and 4.2%, which is good for a government considered tax-exempt revenue, so that's for the bank.
That's
and
great.
Then also the money we have in the North Carolina Capital Management Trust was earning pretty much nothing before. Now it's also about between 4 and 4.3%.
Good.
So our overall investments for the whole town, when you look across all the funds, is now pushing $200,000, where before it was lucky if it was $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that, Arlen.
Well, it's not me. It's the
we all
pay for it on the other end.
Yeah, but
that's right. Exactly.
You have you've moved some things around, which have had some good benefits here.
And I'll probably move some more as I can to the North Carolina Capital Management Trust, because there we're not necessarily locking our money in like we do with the CD. So if we send some there, leave it there for a couple months, and we need it back for something, there's no penalty of withdrawing it from that. So.
Okay.
On the cell tower rents, we have three companies, Verizon, U.S. Cellular, and why am I not thinking of the other one? What's that?
AT&T.
Yeah. So that's just their normal 3% increase. We have a request, and I'm waiting for the information. Somebody I spoke with yesterday who's working with Verizon, he works for some company there. They're interested potentially in leasing space on the water tower at the south end of town.
Okay,
so, good deal.
He's supposed to send me something, but then I'm gonna need somebody that knows a lot more than I do about what they're asking to do. So I guess with Jimmy, and I guess
Yeah, it'd be me and Jimmy, right?
Yeah, about what they're looking for.
Because they have to have an engineering study, estimate the loads to put up there, and then we have to look at it and make sure it's good.
Right. So there are early stages of that, but once I have more information, I'll pass that along. And
yeah, and then there's power stuff down there. Mandy, you might need to look at the Matsu lease for that.
This person has already told me that they went to Matsu first.
And Matsu told them to come to us.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that our lease for the water tower, we just need to look at what it says we are allowed to do. So if you could pull it, Jimmy and I'll need to look at it when we're talking with whenever you want to do that.
Yeah, as soon as I get, I haven't received the information yet. Okay. And we used to have another company was on, I think, both water towers.
Right,
yeah, they were on both of them, so.
Yeah, so then we've had stuff on there before.
So we've had stuff on that one before.
Yeah. Right, I don't know. I don't recall seeing it.
Jimmy, is there been something on the south water tower?
I don't think there's
nothing on the south end.
Not now, there used to be.
There used to be, they removed it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good then.
Each one was like $300 a month. I mean, that was a very small thing. Yeah. Well, right. I'm not sure what Verizon, which I think is interesting too.
It's for their 5G, I'm sure.
A couple months ago, they were trying to get us to change our current lease on
network
here.
Wow,
yeah. Nice.
If they do that, we just have to tell the others are doing it.
But for now, I'm not factoring anything in because we really don't know anything.
Okay. Good.
Sales tax refund, it's just an estimate based on what was paid in sales tax this current year. We'll then request a refund that we get next year. And that number could change a little bit if there's more spending. I just did like a forecast, that's all. Community center, parks and rec, street festival, bluefish purchases, that's showing a $4,200 increase in the budget, and that increase primarily related to the community center committee going back to having their annual barbecue and the estimate for the revenue there, and then also estimated increase in the market fees.
Nick, are you back to your pre-COVID numbers?
With regard to?
With the revenue?
I don't think the facility rentals have come back 100% yet. The community center is a lot stronger right now than the Oceanfront Park is, but they are trending upward. So.
So the town facility rentals is what, the Oceanfront Park then?
And the community.
And the community center? So then the community center 34.4, that's not rentals?
That's not. That's it. The town facility rentals is two lines down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that line of community center part, that's more the activities or whatever. It's not the rentals of any
okay.
properties. It's just kind of back to the revenue from activities that come in.
I have a question, Arlen. On the cell tower rent, how are those numbers computed on those? Is that like a 20-year lease we're running right now? Or tell us what they're going to pay us? Or how does that work?
That was, they were done way before my time. And they typically, I think they're five-year leases, but then it's written so that they can renew like five-year lease terms or whatever. So I think we have one that's coming up that's going to have to be redone. I think it's U.S. Cellular, I don't know, I have to reach back out to that guy or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that it expires in 2027.
The reason I'm asking, a friend of mine has some on his private property about halfway to Monkey Junction, and he just renewed, and it was a very lucrative deal for him, like three times that number.
Yeah, I mean, and that's three different ones. Again, these are carryovers from, some of these from the 1990s.
Yeah.
That they just kept rolling over, and I think that was the Verizon one was one they carried over from a long period of time, and they still wanted to try to cut. But yeah, so some of them were kind of locked into, unfortunately, and it's a built-in 3% increase each year.
I was curious. I always thought that was.
Now, every day, I receive, and I think the mayor receives different offers to buy our leases.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've had offers as high as $1.8 million to buy out. Buy all our leases or whatever. Now, I don't know what's all about that, and I think I've mentioned it before, and I don't think there was really an interest at that any point in time to do that, but I'll just mention that again.
Yeah, we should look at it. I think, John, they go up and down, so when we did it, it was a good deal, right? And it looked like it was going to be a good deal for a long time. People were throwing money around based on the problem for Curie Beach is we're at the end of the island and we're not going to get denser, so our leases are not going to be that good. If you're in the middle of where they're building all those houses, you're going to get a lot more money for it because it's a coverage thing, right? So it's a density thing. I mean, you know, we should always look at what are the opportunities, but once you sell out, then you're done. But it might be worthwhile. The town's made a lot of money off this over the 15, 20, 25 years that we've had for our water towers, and it doesn't cost us anything. They're just sitting on our towers.
Right.
Jimmy's got a paint around them, and that's really the only issue that we have.
And most of these, I think, the three leases that we have, two of them are the tower, you know, right here at Town Hall.
Right.
I think there's only, I think it's U.S. Cellular maybe that's on the water tower. One of them's on the water tower. I don't remember which one.
Right. And they put up that tower themselves. We didn't pay for the tower. They're just leasing the property.
Yeah, and that's the situation that I was describing earlier also. Yeah.
But if council's ever interested, I guess, I probably get it.
Well, next time you get something, just let us know. We should look at it again.
They come in every quarter.
Well, we should look at it.
I get emails sometimes a couple times a week from different companies, like that they, you know, just throwing out these numbers, like, we'll do this, you know.
That's one of those things you just can't imagine how that would be.
Well, especially that I think about the same offers I received maybe 5 years ago for the same thing, which maybe was $400,000.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing.
Now it's like 1.8 million. So,
if they're offering 1.8 million to buy out our leases, then there's significant value in those leases, right? We're, you know.
But I don't think
we're projecting, what, $80,000 a year?
I think that's to get you talking, and then when you get to the real offer, it's like, okay, here's $50,000.
Well,
because they're going to recognize the same issue I'm telling you. We don't have the density. These towers are not worth the tower at Monkey Junction because there's not that many people we hit.
I understand that. But, you know, is it worth exploring why these companies are willing to buy this lease out?
Yeah, I think you should ask them and say, give us a real proposal, not an email.
Is there anybody out there doing an evaluation on what the value of these?
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think John's got a good point here.
That's what these companies, you know, they're these.
At current rate, it's 12 years, right? 12 years of value. 80-some thousand.
At one point,
you get 920,000, 960,000.
Yeah,
right.
I don't remember if I sent to Jim or I thought about it, but I maybe didn't because there wasn't really, I think when I mentioned it, there wasn't interest from council really, so I didn't want to waste anybody's time. But I can pursue that with one of these and say,
share the next one, to council so we can look at it with you. But
because I guess there's a lot of legal requirements come into play.
Exactly right.
We're going to do this. So.
And it's going to turn out we don't own as much as we think we own.
Yeah. So they're giving you a number?
What's that?
They gave you a number, 1.8?
Oh, yeah. That was the highest. I think a recent one that I just got the other day was like 1.5. So.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking about it. I thought the numbers were closer to a million, but.
Yeah, well, they've gone up or whatever over the last couple of months.
Okay. So. I just threw one of those in the trash. Yeah. It was just we're interested. They didn't have a price on it.
We'll buy your property. Kind of like the call, buy your property.
Right. So next one I get, I'll hand to you. It'll be the same one. I get the same one every quarter.
But it's like David said, until you actually.
That's right.
You know, because they're always like, well, send me the lease so I can analyze. And it's like, I'm not sending you anything. You tell me what you think. Or that's
right.
The way you can talk to them. I just
is it 3% perpetuity or?
As long as until the lease expires. Then,
that's right.
And it's like this one coming up, and I think it's U.S. Cellular will come up in like 3 years, but they want to start negotiating now. It depends on what you negotiate.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So that was community center. So ABC revenue, I just kind of look at what our project, you know, I look at this year's projected amounts and kind of base next year off of that. So
obviously I'm not doing my part.
Buy a lot more.
Do mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's different components that we get. Part of the profit, part of a special tax on. You know, so there's actually four components of the ABC revenue. But for us, it's never a significant amount. We're always in the anywhere
right.
from 15 to 20 plus thousand dollar range. So. We just talked about town facility rental, so that's where it's the rental of the oceanfront park and the community center. And they're looking what Mickey's estimates were on what we think is going to happen. So, motor vehicle license tax, that's at $5. That's included on your registration. That comes here. Just kind of projected on current levels. So pretty much stays flat from year to year. beer and wine tax we get from the state once a year. It comes out in May. I just kind of kept that flat. They're projecting maybe a little increase that, you know, this year. I haven't really heard much for 2024, but this year we may get a little more. It's hard to say until we actually get it in May. The parking fines, civil citations, court check that flat, and that's nothing to do with premium parking.
Right, that's our guys in the back.
Department issues. All other revenue are pretty consistent from year to year. The largest components of that are our planned surplus property sales, which usually are the four-wheelers or ATVs from Ocean Rescue. Special events, and then re-entry decal sales, which those have come way down over the years since we distribute two for free in January. This current year, we had an appropriation of fund balance as part of our to balance the budget. Right now, I haven't included anything like that. We'll have to decide how we're going to close whatever gap we have in the proposed budget.
I know we're not done, but are you looking like you're not even going to use that again?
I think we will.
Oh, we will this year?
Yeah, I think before we even started today, we were short about 140.
No, I'm talking about in the current year, in the budget,
oh,
this
well,
year's budget.
That? Oh, no.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, and that's even doing some things. For example, some of what we're going to finance, like if you look at the line down below, financing for this current year was, you know, almost $1.2 million.
Right.
Unless something really weird, strange, or unanticipated happens, I'm not going to borrow any more money this year. It was just going to be the fire engine and the garbage truck. Everything
right.
else that we said we may finance,
we're just going to buy. Okay. That's good.
I don't want to say out of savings, but out of
out of the current budget. That's right. That's right. Mm. Revenue over expenses. Exactly right. No, good. Okay.
Good deal.
Good deal.
So then the other financing, again, last year we budgeted this current year we budgeted a significant amount for financing, almost 1.2. For next year, I'm thinking just 160,000 possible, and if we don't have to do that, we won't do that either, but it would be for the two police vehicles at 110,000 and the public works truck at 50. So that is the general fund budget at this point. Huh. And really the primary reason it is down that amount that you see is really the financing category. So. Any questions on?
Nope.
Oh, nice.
Nice, yeah.
So I don't know if you wanted to move on to water and sewer, or you want to stop for lunch.
Lunch is ready.
This one?
Is lunch here?
Lunch is ready.
Yeah. All right, then let's go ahead and break for lunch.
Cool.
Catching up on calls. What do you gentlemen want to do? Back a quarter of?
Or that's fine. That's fine.
Quarter of. All right. Quarter of.
Yeah,
gentlemen, back in session. Okay. Arlen, if you would refresh us, what page are we on? 19. All right.
Water and sewer fund revenue. So there's really nothing unusual here. I'm a little bit maybe sewer charges, the fact that I'm projecting a little bit of an increase, but I'm looking at the current year, I guess, and some of that may relate to some of the work being done in the Fort Fisher. Do some of the flows, but to be conservative, I just did that small decrease in estimated sewer revenue. Everything else is pretty much in line. New account setup fees, I projected that I'm going to slow down in new account housing sales or whatever. So, any questions on that page?
Yes, sir.
Nope.
The rest of water and sewer, I mean, the same story as on the general fund in regard to investment earnings. A significant increase. Transfers in this current year, we have a transfer in from the American Rescue Plan Fund to cover some of the projects in the water and sewer fund this upcoming year. At this point, anyway, have not budgeted for any type of transfer. We'll talk about American Rescue Plan in just a little bit. Any questions on the water and sewer fund?
Nope.
Then move on to stormwater fund revenue. Again, nothing out of the ordinary here. We're increasing the number of counts as homes are added. Like we talked about with the building permits, the stormwater building fees, and just projecting a little bit of a reduction there based on the potential building activity. Investment earnings, the same story as the other funds. And this current year has an appropriation of fund balance. And this version does not have an appropriation, but as we talked earlier, it will in the next version. So. Any of the other funds, PAL bill, all I did was estimate, you know, based on what the state's saying, which is pretty much it should be consistent with prior years. The SURF fund, I think, is based on our system development fees and projected building activity. So other than that, that's kind of the revenue for all of the funds.
Okay.
Anybody has any questions on any of the revenue?
No questions.
So we've covered already the outside organizations. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes on American Rescue Plan. And okay. Just wanted to go through where we stand with that at this point. So the total amount we received is at $668,000. So that's it. That was our two allocations, so that's the grand total. So far, we've used $321,931. That was the budgeted amount this current year to transfer into the water and sewer fund. So the bottom line is what we have remaining to use. And we have to use it by December 31st, 2026, but it has to be encumbered by December 31st, 2024. What everybody is recommending is that we, not just we, but everybody try to use it by that December of 2024. Because there's been talk about, you know, whether some of it will be requested to be given back.
Yep.
So in a way, the sooner we use it, the better off we may be.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought I'd just kind of lay out what we've done so far and just some quick steps, and you probably remember all this, but so what was agreed to was to use the funds for that revenue replacement category in the water and sewer fund. So basically what we said we were going to do was use the ARP funds to pay for salaries and benefits of employees assigned to the water and sewer fund. And then as number three says there, that would free up money to use for water and sewer capital projects. So that was our plan, or is our plan at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So as I said, we budgeted that $321,913. That transfer was actually recorded that this month. That actually moved it from one fund to the other. But actually, as of today, what we've actually expended for capital-related items in the water and sewer fund is that $85,066, and that was. Lagoon baffles and lift station control panels. Mm-hmm. Then we've actually encumbered some additional funds. I haven't actually paid them out yet. The lagoon sludge removal, the sewer flow meters that Jimmy had mentioned earlier, too, and that pipe relining. So those things total a little over $319,000. So they're that's what's going to come out of this water and sewer fund this current year. So the other things that have happened, we've been awarded those two grants to do that inventory and assessment of the water and sewer systems. So based on that, and as Jimmy covered earlier, We haven't budgeted a significant amount of water and sewer capital projects, so you're waiting for that whole thing to be complete and the capital improvement plan to be developed. So the fact that we are kind of recommended to use our funds by December 31st, 2024, we may want to look at changing our approach just a little bit with those last 300 plus thousand of funds that are remaining. So these are just some thoughts that I have, and there's probably all other types of things to do, but one is we could increase the amount that we use this year to cover the full amount of the 85,000 plus the 319 that's encumbered so far. That would leave a remaining amount of 264,344. And what we could do then is kind of like reallocate it or say we're going to use it in the general fund, but for the same approach that we would cover salaries and benefits in the general fund. So that would free up money that we could use for something else. And my suggestion there would be from there to transfer the money from the general fund to the public works building capital project fund.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, I mean, how much of public works do we say percent is water and sewer versus everything else and all your other financial stuff? How much of public works, so of this building, would you say is water, sewer versus?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. At this point, I was actually putting it all just into the potentially into the general fund. I mean, it's its own separate capital project fund right now.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I mean, if we had to put it, it's probably like 50-50 or close to whatever.
That's what I would think. I mean, Jimmy, percent of your labor, what's water and sewer versus what's all the other public works stuff? 50-50, you think?
Well, for the way we assign personnel, I think, what do we have, either?
I know admin does 60-40.
Yeah, but I think what we have actually gone to water and sewer. We have some going to stormwater, two people to stormwater. I think like six FTEs, maybe six or seven going to water and sewer, and the rest to
So 40%. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I think, and Alan and I met with the architect, so the budget for the building is going to be even higher. But I think all of this should go to the building, and then if we said that's the water sewer portion, then the general fund would do the other part and we'd take a loan. That's sort of how I'm thinking about the building right now on the financial side. Alan, do you get any?
Well,
because you were in the meeting too, right?
So, yeah, but we've also made a ask from the state.
Right.
So that solves a lot of problems right there if that comes through. But we got to have a plan B if it doesn't. And I like the way Arlen thinking on this. And we need to try to, I mean, honestly, we need to try to borrow as little amount of money as possible because it's not borrowing money is not as lucrative as it was when we built this building.
We also have multiple steps if we're borrowing money to do this building,
right,
which is the whole LGC mm-hmm. process.
Yep.
We have to get bids on financing. We have to public hearing on the
So you're thinking we want to use, because of both the cost of money and the extra administrivia, that we would do this out of the funds we have right now, which is smart. Right. That's why we've got them.
Right. If we can for the rest of it, I just looked at it as here's a way to get almost $350,000 more that right now we don't really have a large support in the water and sewer fund. So this gives us a lot of options if we say we're going to transfer to the general fund, and then from there, like I said, I'm just trying to make the flow work right.
Right.
Because we really want to transfer it from here to the capital project fund. So
I just think my position is I think the building's going to be, we think, around $1 million. It got a little bigger for a couple of reasons, and council will talk about that when there's an update, I think, at the April meeting. But it's the right thing to do. And so all of this can end up with that building, and you can call it whether it's water, sewer, or general fund, whatever makes sense for how you're doing the other portion, right? And I think, I agree with Alan, we should have a plan to do it, and then if the state comes through, you got to figure out which is the right money. So if the state says it's for water and sewer, we leave that, right? We did the general fund side, right? And it's the water sewer side of the building. So maybe you're right the more I think about it.
Yeah, that, I think that's just, again, it's a little bit of a, not much of a shift, but a little bit from what we talked about a year ago. And I think this just helps us a lot. And I would actually opt for number two on there, which is not to allocate any more to this year. Just use what we've already transferred and leave the $346,696 to transfer to the general fund. And the reason I wanted to talk about it today is that the next reporting period for the which is once a year for America ends today. So
we got to do something right now.
So if we have our plan, what we want to do, I have to file the next report before the end of April. So if we're going to change this, I'd like to be able to say that as part of our next plan.
Yeah.
And it's a simple thing to change. We're not actually moving any money,
that's
doing
right.
anything. We're just saying that, oh, you know what? From this point forward, we're going to use what we have left for revenue replacement in the general fund. And that's it.
So if we do this, what is the answer for the remainder if the state doesn't come through?
Well, for the remainder, it will be used towards the public works building.
No, he's asking for not this part, the other $650,000.
If we take the $250 and $346 and we get whatever, however far we can.
We would do it out of either the
What do we do with the rest?
Then
fund balance from one of the two.
We have to make that decision at that point,
right.
What we're in a position to do. Or do we have sufficient reserves to pay for it, or do we have to
borrow money?
Yeah.
We've done the process with the LGC. We know how it works. You know, it doesn't happen quickly.
Right. I think.
And they also want to know how you're going to pay it back.
Right. Part of the application is to have to project everything and say, you know, whether if it's in the general fund, are you increasing some fees? Are you increasing taxes? If it's in the water and sewer fund, what
right.
are you
going to How are you going to come up with the extra cash?
So, yeah, you have
okay.
to show how you're going to.
I mean, I think we can show how we pay for it either way. So I'm supportive of Arlen's recommendation to do number two.
Yeah,
I think you need an actual vote on that, I assume.
Yeah, I think it would be best, and I'll have to bring a budget amendment like to the next council meeting to just
But so you can get your reporting in since it ends today. So I make a motion that we authorize the finance officer to bring a budget amendment for the American Rescue Plan revenues in line with recommendation number two on the slide presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
And hope the state comes through with the rest.
I sure hope so.
Or we're going to do it another way.
We'll fight for it.
Right.
Yeah. You guys are doing a great job.
So that's all I really have, except for, you know, what do you want to see between now and our next meeting in 2 weeks? I mean, typically what we've done is, you know, whatever we need to do to close the gap, you know, whether it's council's interested in any type of property tax increase, any other fee increase, reduction in any of the expenses, using fund balance, to, you know, it's just some direction
right.
so that when we come back for the next meeting, we're pretty much, we know exactly.
I would say this, and everybody can speak their mind. I would not want to go with a tax increase. I would want to look at what it would take for the general fund to close this, using some of the money, obviously, that comes from parking. If we cannot close it, then we're going to have to make some tough choices at the next meeting.
Well, we can fund it out of fund balance.
That's what I...
Well, we're looking at that for fund balance, too.
No.
Well, no. Well,
potentially.
Potentially at some point.
You're not going to leave a building half built.
No.
But to use fund balance, it would be more of a budget balancing technique, that's all.
Right.
And we did that last year. We appropriated about 120 some thousand or whatever, which
which we're not going to use this year.
Right.
So it was more like the balance without having to increase taxes or do any kind of...
And we don't transfer anything unless we have to.
Correct.
Right.
Basically, yeah. or dig into our... It's basically just, you know, digging into our reserves to pay for current expenses. So.
Yeah, so I'm with Alan, so I think there's three reasons on there. One, the department heads have shown that they operate underneath the budgets they put in, so we're being pessimistic on the spending side a little bit, which is good. That's the right way you should be. Two, we didn't use this year's fund balance, so there's $127,000 that, at least as of today, we're not forecasting to actually spend. That's going to be back in the balance. And the third thing is all of our investments are significantly above historical for the last year and forecast more. So at least what I'm seeing, if you put cash in the bank, and we're not talking about the other option will be we could close it with a loan, but loan rates are bad. So I think now's the time to use fund balance to do stuff, right, for those reasons. So I was just looking at what we have on hand from the last meeting, right? So the end of January, in the general fund, we have $6.5 million between cash and investments. And the water and sewer fund has $3.39 million. So using $174,000 out of the general fund, I think, makes sense to close the balance.
Yeah, and again, we most likely won't even use that. Again,
right.
Yes.
And it's all whenever you're using fund balance or anything, we just even the balance or budget, you've got to go to the state. You know, it's going to get reported.
That's fine.
Yeah, and it's as part of our audit, they ask all kinds of questions about. You know, by the time we report all that, we're already 5 months into the
right.
year. But that's where they gather all their data about, well, how did you balance your budget for the year? And it's not going to be a problem because, in theory, we shouldn't be eating into the fund balance unless, we start to say, like, okay, rather than borrow money for the public works building, if needed,
that's right.
we're going to pay for it out of fund balance. You know, then we may eat into our fund balance a little bit. But
yeah, so we could do a bunch of loans, but I think your point earlier was exactly right. Now's not the time to be locking yourself into a five-year loan at 5% or 6%. I don't know how good can you get it right now, think?
I don't even know what I could get right now because we haven't done anything since
you right, know, but it's going to be pretty high,
yeah, it's gonna
I
be,
think.
It's going to be higher than like the 2 or 2.5.
That's right. And so that's when you use your savings, when money costs a lot.
And there's actually one other point that I would add to what you went through. We usually had 96% of budget. If we actually go to 96% of this budget, we would actually have a extra of $440,000 that would more than cover the 167. So I'm willing to take that bet.
Yeah.
So that's one thing for the general fund, that's the approach that we'll take.
Yes.
Also, for the stormwater fund, we've already talked about using appropriation of fund balance. Because mm-hmm. We've added that the project on Matsu land, and we already had a little bit of a shortfall here. So,
right.
So then the question becomes the water and sewer fund. There it's not so, it's not looked at favorably if you
right.
balance your budget using fund balance.
I mean, it's $11,000. Did we make it worse in these conversations? I didn't keep track. I should have.
It looks like we really only hit up the general fund and the stormwater fund.
Well, according to how you count the building, right?
Well,
here we have budget for the building.
Yeah, that would come out of like set up a separate capital project fund. It gets tricky with that too when you start splitting things between a governmental fund and an enterprise fund, and it's a separate capital project fund, and how you have to record certain transactions. So we'll evaluate that as we go or whatever. But we also haven't done any type of water and sewer rate increase for 3 years, or it will be 3 years. And it just may be something that you want to look at or consider. Not just because we have a shortfall of $11,000, I know that's not much, but you also could look at it again. We're not really building
reserves for any kind of
maintenance.
Kind of emergency need, you know, that could come up or whatever. So it's just a thought, and I.
What would the rate increase be? 11,000. Do you happen to have that?
That would be.
Half
a cent.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be that much, I don't think.
I mean, I should have probably thrown in this, but I didn't know if we were going to talk about it. Typically, we'll do that at, like, the next meeting, but yeah.
I think that's fair. We could do that. So, how about this, Council, then? So, for the general stormwater funds, Council, consensus-wise, seems to be in line with the budget and use fund balance to close them. For the water and sewer fund, we should use the next meeting to dive into your recommendations, because you can send them out to us so we can review them before the meeting, since they weren't in the packet. And then
I have a number of options. You know, the last time we did anything, we did a 10% increase to the tiers.
Right.
Didn't touch the minimum, didn't change the minimum gallons, any of that. If we were to take that kind of approach again, and that was 3 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we did that again, my estimate is it would bring in a 10% rate tier increase would be an additional about $122,000.
Right.
At current usage levels.
Right. Okay, we'll look at choices next meeting.
Can you send that out? You have multiple options, just like normal.
Yeah,
options.
I put 8 different ones. You know, again, there's
8.
He always has. He probably has 9 different ones.
This could be the most logical things, but we could do anything. So.
And then can you also provide us the scores from the public utilities that say how we're doing it as far as maintaining? Right? Isn't there some scorecard that you've done in the past, or did they stop doing that?
I think they still have that.
What I'm talking about?
Environmental Resource Center.
That tells us how we're doing in our water sewer fund. And you already have the water rates for the local guys because you did that. Comparing us to the surrounding communities.
Right. Yeah, I did that at a couple different levels or whatever. So.
Can you just include that in it so we can just review that? Because I was surprised, Carolina Beach has at least closed a little bit of their gap at the high end.
Well, they have, as part of their the bond that they issued, they locked themselves into every year increases.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not. I was wondering how they did. It was not they did. They wanted to. They got forced in by.
Well, they had to show how they were going to.
When you issue revenue bonds for water and sewer projects, you got to show how you're going to pay that back. And that means an incremental increase in fees.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. You know, I was wondering because I was like, man, you guys did something good and I didn't catch it. But, okay, it wasn't exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so they're locked in. So they have a rate increase every year. So like I said, we haven't touched our rates and it'll be 3 years.
Okay. Focusing on just the water sewer is good.
So it's not like we're having any huge problems, but we're not increasing our reserves a lot either at this point in time. So.
Well, we still have some sewer work to do, right? I think after we do this assessment, we're going to discover some things we may or may not fully know. I mean, those terracotta pipes at the old end of town are 40 years old.
Yeah. We hope Charlie gives us $800K for water sewer.
Right, and whatever you said originally, and it can be used for anything.
Bring back a big prison.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We gotta operate like we're not getting it there.
All right, absolutely right.
Right, and that's the way all this is set up. That
nice job, Will.
So when we come back next time, we'll still have that. We'll have a shortage in the water and sewer fund, but I'll.
So when is our next meeting?
14th.
April 14th.
I might not be able to be at that one. I might have to call in.
Guys, that's the same day we've been invited down to the museum for that construction thing. So I don't see us being here more than 2 hours. That thing starts at 11.
I will be trying to drive back, but I might not be here. I will definitely call in. Mandy, I can call into this, right, Mr. Attorney? Or Mandy?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I have to double check the remote for
What would work better for you, David? What would work better for you?
David, if instead of doing the 14th, we got a council member meeting on the 17th. Would y'all want to come in early that day?
That works for me if it works for all staff. I mean, we have enough time to advertise the change, right?
Yeah, we do.
I'm sorry, Beth. I'll ask the right person.
No,
I mean, if council is okay with that, we could do it that morning, the 17th. And I would appreciate
it. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with
doing it in the morning.
How long? Well, I don't want to shortchange it.
That's an important meeting. We make decisions there.
We don't really have a lot of change. Unless something dramatic happens between today and that point in time, the changes we've talked about and know what we're doing, it really comes down to any water and sewer actions at this point. So.
I mean, I'm good all day, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. What about 3 o'clock?
I mean, it's whatever the will of the council is.
That's just going to make a long time for meetings.
Say that again, Mandy?
If you do 3 o'clock, it'll give you time for a break between the two meetings.
Yeah. I make a motion we move the 14th meeting to April 17th at 3 p.m. in the council chambers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Nice, thank you.
April 17th, 3 o'clock, Monday. There goes my golf game.
Sorry, mess you up.
Sorry about that.
Is that a Monday thing? Golf games Mondays?
For bogeys it is, but that's all right.
Just play first thing.
I'll deal with that.
Just play 2 or 3 holes.
Just play 2. Okay.
One day also.
All right. So we finished?
Can I mention one thing? I sent you all, gentlemen, another score sheet and 3 proposals. We need to get that on. I need to get those back, all the stuff, get on the agenda for the 17th. So okay. Y'all can. It's just 3 firms this time instead of 5. So. And I bug you if you hadn't got it in.
Hope some are older than me.
Okay, so 3 firms and the money is grant money.
The money is grant money. Don't worry about it. Well, we don't know what this is going to cost us. It is a request for qualifications.
Right.
But it is for some crosswalk improvements.
So, maybe.
I sent y'all an
maybe email. More.
Yeah.
I sent everyone an email about the Citizens Advisory Committee for the WMPO as they start their next round of the transportation plan.
Oh, okay.
Alan and I talked about it this morning. He's got an upcoming bike ped meeting committee, and he's going to announce that there. And if y'all certainly have anybody you know,
I'm retiring.
We may have somebody off that bike ped committee nobody on that committee is interested in serving on this committee for the WMPO, John and I will definitely go back and look at the application from people that we have not selected for the bike ped committees. This is all transportation stuff.
Sure.
So.
Get us a bridge. Okay. Anything else? John, anything?
No.
Mayor, Alan? I just want to thank the department heads for doing a good job. This makes, when it's, y'all did exactly, I mean, the first meeting, we give y'all guidance. And this is a good budget.
Yeah, it's a good budget. It's only $167,000 high.
No, but that's all funds. That's
otherwise, right. Otherwise, good job.
No, sir.
David,
I'm good.
No? Dennis?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Any of the department heads have anything to say? Counselor?
No, sir.
All right, I'll take a motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.